Call is now being recorded.
Hi everyone, Amy Wood here. I've got Mark Johnson on the line with me. We're talking a little bit about the situation with Facebook and organ donation, a big step out on the part of this massive social media group now trying to kind of do a hand partnership with LifePoint and many of the other organizations that are working to help organ donation, facilitate organ donation. Mark, very exciting day for you guys, right?
It definitely was. We knew a big announcement was coming in early May from our Donate Life America organization, but we weren't sure what it was. We knew it had to do with social media. We knew it was going to be big, but we just, you know, didn't know that Facebook was going to be involved. You know, that was obviously a hope of ours, you know, and it came true that that was, and it's had a huge impact already.
And think about, for us, the number of people sitting in South Carolina right now waiting for organs and what this means to them. You've worked with them for so long. What kind of moment is this for these folks?
Well, it may start putting us over the edge of, you know, it's a social problem. The chief operating officer of Facebook was interviewed yesterday, and, you know, she said basically needing transplants and the lack of organs is a social problem, not a medical problem, that, you know, if more people signed up, there would be ultimately, you know, and the pine sky, there would be no one on the transplant waiting list. There would be an available organ waiting for everyone in South Carolina, North Carolina, across the country. I don't think we're there, or, you know, we're obviously not there now, and how long that will take, you know, who knows. But this is definitely a step, a big step in the right direction, and getting people to think about donation by seeing it on someone's timeline that, you know, a friend of theirs is an organ donor. Will that make other friends sign up? Most likely. Most people agree with organ donation. They just maybe don't know how to sign up or register or what actions to take, and this is going to be a big help in doing that. And we've got about 1,000 people in South Carolina that are on the waiting list, and many of those could die without getting a transplant. And that number is huge when you go nationwide. It's 114,000 now.
And I think I read in one of your fact sheets, like every 11 minutes there's another person that gets added to the list somewhere in the country, and it's just,
yeah,
it's an amazing statistic.
And we've actually just updated that every 10 minutes now, unfortunately. So it's growing, and hopefully this will put a stop to that number.
And with the diabetes explosion, does that make that list grow faster?
That is huge. Diabetes and hypertension, which are huge in South Carolina and the South in general,
yeah.
The fact that those two diseases attack the kidneys in particular, and when they go untreated, the kidneys start to fail. And if they fail and aren't, you know, able to be revived or, you know, get working again, someone has to go on dialysis and or get a transplant. And
well,
the number one organ in South Carolina that's needed is, of course, the kidney by far.
Okay. Well, we've heard the need, and it's very simple, right? You just go to your Facebook timeline and pick what? You pick Life Event, and then what do you do?
Life Events. And then under Life Events, there will be a tab for organ donation, and then there you can say when you did it. Say you did it 5 years ago or yesterday. You can do it that way and show it will end up appearing on your timeline that you were an organ donor. You can put a message that says, you know, I'm an organ donor. I think all of my friends should consider this. Go here to learn more information. You can put what state you did it in, all like that. Now, that just puts it on the Facebook timeline. If you want to get into, and this is what we encourage people to do, to get into the state's registry, there is a link right beside that, and a map pops up that you can click on your state and go to the official state donor registry, which would put you into the donor registry where it is pulled when someone dies. The certain name is searched to see if that person has signed up to be an organ donor. So that's what we really encourage people to do, and also obviously put it on their timeline that they're an organ donor, because by seeing that, it generates the social media, it connects the world, and,
right,
you know, it puts it out there. You know, social media has been big in the world conflicts in getting people to act. You know, we've seen that earlier, during last year, out in the Middle East and over in Africa, all those rebellions. You know, social media was very important in all that taking place. You know, if this is just of a small magnitude of how that operated over there, then it's going to make a huge difference.
Now, tell me this, in terms of legally binding or that type of thing, I mean, ultimately, we've talked before about organ donation stories and the need for us to communicate with our families what we want and what our decision is. Is that still the same? This in no way sort of supersedes anything